Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a podcast. Let's talk about one of the most important beauty tricks that you need to have in your armamentarium of beauty hacks. So one of the things that I do on the regular is lymphatic massage, and I want to teach you all about the benefit of lymphatic drainage massages. This is one of the best ways you can clean and contour your body from within, flushing out toxins, excess fluid, puffy, lymphatic swelling. It's so important. And it's one of the ways you can just de-stress and decompress your body. It's like a deep tissue Swedish massage for your face. So in this podcast, we are going to talk about lymphatic drainage of the face. And that is kind of the most important thing that you can do to improve the appearance of lymphatic puffiness around the eyes, the lower face, the jowls. It also works for arms, legs, tummies. You guys have seen those Instagram videos where the masseuses and the lymphatic therapists massage the heck out of the abdomen, the waist, and like 5 pounds of pee comes out of you, and your body is then svelte and tightened and toned because the lymphatic system is sometimes slow. There's a lot of traffic in the lymphatic system. So what is it? To first understand how your lymphatic massage drainage process works, you basically need to understand the lymphatic system. And the lymphatic system is a system of, it's like a highway of vessels with lymph nodes and fluid that runs through it called lymph fluid. Lymphatic nodes or lymph nodes are kind of like the shipping stations that run all along this highway of the lymphatic drainage system of the body. And lymph is a mixture of protein, water, waste products, immune system elements, immunoglobulins. It's transported throughout your body through the lymphatic channels. And lymph nodes are kind of like the docking stations that drain the lymphatic fluid, filter it out. They trap and collect debris. Sometimes they trap cancerous cells. That's why lymph nodes can be an area for metastasis. And it's one of the most important things you can do to regularly massage your soft tissue areas of your face to help decompress and drain the lymphatics out of the face, especially for my beauties who've had facial fillers done. We don't exactly know how the lymphatic system is impacted by hyaluronic gel fillers. And we've had like almost 10 to 15 years of use of facial fillers without any real clear investigative studies or research being done on lymphatic drainage and does it get obstructed by gel fillers or not. Clinically, it does. We see this when fillers are injected in the wrong plane of the face. They tend to migrate. They tend to cause bulging, bloating, puffiness, especially around the eyes where the lymphatic channels are uber delicate. And so that's something that I think there's room for a lot of investigation and research on. Someday one of these filler companies will sponsor some research or realize the need for understanding of it. In the meantime, if you're a person who's had facial fillers done, I recommend this manual massage of your face every single morning. It's one of the therapeutic things you can do while you're putting your skincare products on to just decompress the face. Lymphatic massage is typically a gentle form of massage that alleviates sometimes swelling that's found in your arms, your legs. If you stand on your feet all day, you know what it's like to get swelling in the lower extremities. Hopefully you're wearing those stockings, compression stockings, that give about 15 or 20 millimeters of mercury of pressure so that you don't get varicose veins and so that your lymphatics don't block up. Sometimes you can have painful swelling when stagnant lymphatic fluids build up, and that's called lymphedema. Usually the lymph system drains passively, and it relies on muscle action to maintain the fluidity. So in the face, muscular contractions around the eyes, the squinting, this frowning, the pouting, all of these actions, although we don't love them, and although they create wrinkles, and although we Botox the heck out of them, these are the actions that pump lymphatic fluid around, out of the face, down to the lymph nodes of the neck. And since we sometimes do put filler and Botox, we will rely on lymphatic massage to move that lymph fluid from the face to the neck. Sometimes conditions like rheumatoid arthritis or lymphedema can benefit from receiving massage, especially like patients who've had breast cancer surgery, who've had lymph nodes stripped or removed. even more important to do those kind of lymphatic massages. And the benefits of lymphatic massage are so wonderful. It will improve your blood circulation. It promotes tissue regeneration. It eliminates toxins to help improve the immune system, reduces swelling and inflammation, and it can improve and minimize the appearance of cellulite. This is done by reducing the amount of fluid that presses up against the cross-hatched fibers of cellulite bands under the skin. Overall, this kind of lymphatic massage can de-stress your mind and body and give you an overall feeling of energy, and it will definitely promote a body contouring effect if it's done on the trunk, the waist, the thighs, the abdomen. It's also great for people struggling due to cancer treatment, infection or trauma to your lymphatic system, or DVT, deep vein thrombosis, or very rare lymph node infections. The massage is not recommended for people who struggle with congestive heart failure, liver problems, renal problems, and history of blood clots and strokes. This is the kind of thing you want to clear with your primary doctor before embarking on a journey of lymphatic massage for your full body. I think for your face, it's relatively safe for every person. But let's go over the steps of how you're going to do lymphatic massage. So it's a two-step process. First, the body has to be cleared and released of all the lymphatic fluid in your tissues. And it creates a flushing effect. So I'd like to have you start with massaging starting from the top down. So the forehead area and the eye area, wide open circular massage. The orbicularis oculi muscle is a circle, and as it contracts down, that improves the drainage of the swelling around the eyes, but it also kind of makes you swell and puff directly in the under eye area. So for lymphatic massage of the upper face, I recommend starting with your temples, outward strokes into the hairline. For the under eyes, start at the medial canthus or the corner of the middle of the eye and sweep outwards about 5 to 10 strokes, starting in the middle, milking the swelling out towards the lateral cheek. And then for the lower face, you want to grasp your chin area and massage backwards along your jawline towards your ear. And this is going to milk fluid from your jowl fat, your parotid glands, into the neck area. So it's upstrokes, swept back, and then down into the neck. I'll do a video for you if you want to check it out on Instagram. But this is going to help with clearing of the lymphatic fluid in the face that builds up in the facial fat pads. And then the second step is the resorption, the movement of the fluid back to your lymph nodes. I also love to do lymphatic massage in the submental or under the chin area, because sometimes what you think is a double chin is actually water retention, fluid retention, because we have so much salt in our diet, alcohol and other things make us swell. The salivary glands themselves that sit under the jaw can accumulate fluid, and just the plumbing in general is less good than it was when you were 20. So doing lymphatic massage upstrokes of the neck, start in the middle of the chin and use your thumb to really work under the jawline and milk the submandibular and submental lymph nodes, as well as the salivary glands, the submaxillary glands there. That's going to really give you a more tucked and tight and svelte appearance of the neck. Love to do that. You can also do lymphatic massage with the lymphatic professional. There are people who specialize in lymphatic drainage massage techniques. It can be done manually, and that's with a qualified therapist or licensed professional. Sometimes you'll feel a little sore after treatment. I really love lymphatic massage for our surgical patients, and sometimes it can be done with various devices as well. We use ThermiSmooth in our office because it heats and shrink wraps the skin and the tissues, but the repetitive gliding action really decompresses the swelling of the area. So it's easy to do simple massage at home. I've seen some people on Instagram doing interesting videos where they put a little streak of lipstick in the direction you're supposed to be gliding on their face. So you can actually really easily visualize what they're doing. And the more you repeatedly stroke those areas, of course, you can see that lipstick is disseminating and dissipating, and the face is getting more slimmed and contoured in those areas. So watch some videos online to help you. And remember to stay super hydrated after your massage. That's so important too. You want to replenish all of the excreted waste products with fresh, clear, clean water. And lymphatic drainage can be one of the tools you do every day. I think it should be part of your regimen. It's part of your taking care of yourself. That 5 minutes of time in the morning when you massage in your skincare products will allow them to penetrate so much more deeply and really gives you a little introspective time. And this is not time to be critiquing yourself by analyzing your face in the mirror and talking about how much you hate this and you hate that and you wish this and you wish that. This is time to look yourself in the eye and talk with your nice girl voice to yourself. All the time we're talking with our mean girl voices. We're like, oh my God, I look so terrible. I look crappy. I can't believe how shitty I look today. We cannot do that. That's the mean girl. She's talking down to your nice little heart. And you need to give yourself confidence. You need to admire your cheekbones. You need to admire your beautiful eyes. You need to pick that feature on your face that just is like your thing and focus in on that. And repeatedly doing those strokes is just kind of relaxation. The face holds so much muscle tension, especially for us type A perfectionist girls. This is where we're clenching our jaws. This is where we need massage in the temple. Massage in the masseter muscle, loosening up and stretching that masseter open, especially if you're a grinder or a clencher. And I think all of us are these days. There's so much overall society stress that we're driving around clenching our jaws on the freeway. So take that time to massage out the facial stress. Take that time to allow the downward pull of these muscles to myomodulate with this physical stretch and release, and that will lift your eyebrows, and that will improve your muscle downturns and decompress the jowling and stimulate circulation. That's the best thing, the blood flow, the pink, youthful blood flow. Love it so much. You guys have to try lymphatic massage. It's really effective for even symptoms of depression. So that is my take on it. I use my Deep Blue Hydration Serum because the fingers glide so well with that. Then I'll follow that with my vitamin C 20% serum. It's a really good one. Gets you lighter, brighter, and tighter. I love a little lavender mist because that puts me in the zone of relaxation. And that's my antioxidant mist. And then I'll spend a long time working my stem cell growth factor into the skin. It's a moisturizer, but it has more than 400 active human-derived growth peptides that are going to really remind your skin cells that they are young and they have to behave youthfully. Turns on all of their youthful cellular processes. And that's kind of what you have to do. Remind yourself, and you look in the mirror, that you are young, and you're only as young as you act and feel and behave. So stop acting like you're old. You are younger today than you'll ever be again. That is the truth. That's it for now, guys. I hope you learned a lot about lymphatic massage. Check out some videos I'm going to be doing on my Instagram. It's beautybydrk.com. D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same. It's www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find those amazing skincare products. Love, love, love them. And hopefully you take time during the holidays to start this routine. This is such an easy 5-minute thing that you can incorporate into your morning and night to look more tight, svelte, toned, and pink and perky. Love you guys. Stay beautiful.